My name's Tim Yarrow. I'm the owner of Dive Shack. Been an instructor for 22 years, Harrogate born and bred.
So you are, I would define you then as a bit of an expert in the world of scuba diving then, if you've been instructing people for 22 years. Let's start with some of the, I guess the reason that you do diving. What are some of the most incredible things you've seen and places that you've been to scuba diving?
I'll be honest, I've lived quite a charmed life. I've learned to dive with my brother out in Hawaii, and we were just sort of completely bitten by the bug from that point. And we travelled around, dived some amazing places. I've been very fortunate. I've lived and worked in places that people spend a lot of money going on holiday. There's a lot of people that are, you know, they've always had that sort of little bit of an interest, seen divers going off, seen snorkelers going off. So for me, passing on those skills to enable people to go down and take part in, you know, an experience of a lifetime, which is what it is. Not only just taking your first breaths underwater, which for a lot of people is you know, quite a big step in the first place.
What can Dive Shack offer people, and what kind of are the options if they'd like to give it a go or indeed climb the ladder of diving qualifications?
So the first step with most people is just to come and do a try dive, and that is just a pool-like experience, or is a pool experience, so that they can see how they feel with those first sort of breaths underwater. And to be honest, most people, after taking those first breaths, they sort of go, wow, yeah, I'd like to sort of take that further. And then what I'm trying to sort of get through to people is, rather than waiting until you go on holiday to learn, at the very least you could do your theory and pool skills here, which prepares you then when you go abroad, you're ready just to do your qualifying dives abroad.
Hi, my name is Andy Richardson. I'm part of the Dive Shack UK team. I started some 12 months ago with my Discover Scuba Diving course here. But yes, I came along and put a tank on my back, and from the moment I was able to breathe underwater, this is a whole new world with so many kind of prospects ahead. Yeah. So then I was kind of hooked. So what we kind of have a fair number of people who've come along to us, and they've done their Discover Scuba Diving with us. They do their open water course, practical in the pool here with us in Harrogate. But often some of these people have got holidays booked where they want to go and do their open water qualification, the final two dives, on holiday. That will then give them a full qualification to go off and dive independently. But they do need the full sign-off, which includes the open water, to do that.
So there's a whole variety of different levels then, really.
Absolutely.
Aren't there? I'm meeting three people today who are trying it for the very, very first time, so
Excellent.
We're going to hear from them later as well. Just one thing before we go, Andy. If there was somebody who has either never thought about doing something like scuba diving, or has always had a wish to maybe give it a try, would you say anything to those people about getting in and giving it a go?
If you've had any kind of inkling that this is something you fancy, you've got to try it. Because the worst thing in the world is not having tried it and then regretting that.
So I'm Nicola and I'm from Leeds.
I'm Matthew and I'm from Bayalden.
Nicola and Matthew, you are a couple. You've come to try diving today. Why is it something that you wanted to try? Is it something that's been on the to-do list for a while? Or?
We went snorkelling in Australia on the Barrier Reef, and we just wanted to... We're going to Greece in August and we want to do scuba diving there.
And is it something you've ever fancied before, or is this a fairly new thing to you?
Like you said, we did snorkel, we want to go do it a bit deeper and see some bigger animals and stuff, don't we? Yeah,
so. My name's Max Richardson and I'm 11 years old.
And what are you going to be doing today, and why did you want to come and give this a go?
I wanted to come because we went snorkelling in Mexico and I thought the fish were really amazing and I wanted to explore it a bit more, so I thought I'd try diving.
Well, Right, Max, you are in the pool and you have all your tank on. How does it feel? What just happened?
Heavy on the back.
It's heavy?
Yeah, the tank is very heavy.
So for people on the radio then, they can't see what you look like right now and what you're dressed in. So could you describe what you've got on?
I've got a big tank on my back. Yeah. I've got like a life vest on with like an air compressor that blows up my lifeguard thing or increases the air in it. And then I've got my breather and this monitor thing.
Right, Nicola, you are now on poolside. You have been in, you have done your try dive.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was really good, but I was actually really scared. It's taken me a while to actually stay down, because when you start thinking about your breathing, it taking really little breaths, and then it was making me panic, but I managed to go around. I've gone to the deep end, so yeah. Hopefully we'll be able to have another lesson.
Yeah, is it something you think you would like to come back and do more?
Yeah, definitely. I think it is a bit scary, but you've just got to keep going at it, haven't you?
Yeah. It's a really fun experience. I definitely want to come again, and
What do you think, Mum?
Well, if it takes us to some exotic places for him to go diving, then that's fine by me.
Yeah, there's always time for a holiday. If somebody wants to get in touch with either yourself, Tim, or somebody else from Dive Shack, how do they get in touch and what's the first step?
Yeah, so website, go on to the website, all the contact details are there. You can email, my contact number's on there as well. Get in touch, see what interests you. Even sort of divers that have been out of the water for a long time and want to sort of get back in. We've got a couple of guys in tonight who they're just doing refreshers. They've had about 5 years out, getting back into the swing of it. But just get in touch and see how we can break it down into little steps to let you fulfil your dream of being Jack Cousteau.
Yeah. Well, Tim, thank you so much. And Dive Shack is based in Harrogate. You're not far from the bus station, so right in the centre. And online, I presume they just search Dive Shack Harrogate and they'll find you. Thank you very much.